This is Alexander Darwin McAllen. You're listening to Scott and Paul's Rambling Podcast.
Cloud here for Scott and Paul's Rambling Podcast. I'm joined by the inaugural and current reigning Source Wrestling Champion, Alexander Darwin McAllen. How you doing?
Very well, thanks, Scott. Yourself?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for taking the time to join us.
Yeah, no problem at all, mate.
Now, as I said, going off that, being the inaugural Source Wrestling Champion crowned in a 16-man tournament early last year, how was that to be crowned the first ever Source Wrestling Champion?
It's an honour. It's something that... I mean, hopefully I'm going to be trusted by many championships throughout my career, hopefully, fingers crossed. But to be given the first championship of the place that you learned your craft, it's a validation, I guess, of all the work that you put in over the X amount of years that you train. So no, I'm very, very proud to be carrying that title. And even more so, it allows me the opportunity to wrestle some great talent that we've got at Source.
Yeah, and it's not to discredit anyone else at Source, but it's a case of, with you, like, no matter who comes after you, you've always got that to say that you were the first.
Yeah.
Because there have been many others, but you were the first.
And best.
Yeah. Also, speaking of that championship, you've defended against all comers, you've defended against Kieran Kelly, Mikey Whiplash, and you've got a defense coming up next month against Ravy Davey. How are you feeling now with that coming up?
I'm excited. Govan is fast becoming my favourite venue to wrestle in. The crowd at Govan are a very partisan Govan team crowd, so I'll have a car running at the back ready for whatever happens in that match. But no, and Davey himself, obviously, he's such a great character and wrestler that I'm hoping that he and I can do something good.
Hopefully. And going back to what you said earlier about learning your craft and Source, I want to ask kind of a two-part question. What made you kind of choose Source to train with, and how long have you been training with them?
So choosing Source was, I'll give the stock answer that every wrestler should give, that obviously if you're going to learn to wrestle, you should look for a refutable, respected wrestling company, check out their trainers, do some background. In my case, I did that. I actually did one training session with PBW, who are excellent as well.
Yeah.
The reason I chose Source was because I could train during the week. That's at the time I couldn't train on Sunday. That was the main reason. But then, obviously, hand in glove with Source, it was Damo there at the time, and he was very supportive. And the other game, Glenn Dunbar and Lewis Gervin and the other trainers there, then obviously eventually it was taken over by Mikey Whiplash. And all the guys there are just so supportive. It's such a positive atmosphere to learn in, and just so much to be surrounded by so much talent. It's, it's great.
Last November, you made your debut in tag team action against the Kings of Catch in ICW. How was it kind of to get to ICW? Because I think in Scotland and kind of the UK brands in general, ICW is kind of one of those companies a lot of people are wanting to work for.
Yeah, of course. Certainly for me, it was always a goal. One of the reasons that I decided to start wrestling was watching ICW when they were in the Apollo. I wondered if I could do it, and so then logically the goal was, can I do it for them? And as a guy who appreciates the storytelling in wrestling, it's somewhere that I like. I'm fond of a promo, for example, and talking. So it's somewhere that I like to think that I could hone my craft and sort of get that character across there. So yeah, it was always a big goal for me. And the Kings of Catch are the best tag team in Britain, probably. Well, I'll say they are because I like them, but there's many other tag teams you could throw in that hat, but they were excellent to work against, and we could happily wrestle either of them again anytime.
Yeah, I was going to ask, are you hopeful to be in ICW again in the new year going forward?
Oh yeah, definitely. It's somewhere that, as I say, that I like to think that the character work that I can do maybe of some benefit to the company, hopefully. The people that run it feel that way too. But yeah, ICW is 100% definitely somewhere I want to see myself this year more.
And you talk about liking a promo and you do. I've seen some of your work online. Really, you have a graft on your character. How important is that to not just be, not to master the in-ring stuff, but also have a clear idea of what your character is?
Yeah, it's important. The thing about being a wrestler is that there's so many aspects to it. There's the athletic aspect, the character aspect, the training aspect, etc. And if you, I mean, I'm not as much as I might come across, I'm not an egomaniac. I know what my weaknesses are, but I know what my strength is as well, and that is that I can talk. And for me, it's such a simple thing that I'm thankfully naturally comfortable doing that it's opened doors for me. But then I know that I need to work hard on other aspects. So in a roundabout kind of way, to answer your question, yes, having a character is very important. But if you are very, very good at something else, if you can do a 6:30 splash, then you know what? That's more impressive than cutting a 6-minute promo to me. So yeah, it is important. It will open doors for you, but there's a lot to be said with rounding yourself off as a performer.
Definitely. And you've competed kind of in tag wrestling as well as singles wrestling as Source Wrestling Champ. Do you feel like you've got a feel for one or the other, or kind of a preference for one or the other, or are you just happy with both?
I do enjoy both. Funnily enough, I was thinking about this today. When I was younger, and I'm talking when I was really younger, when you had like Legion of Doom, etc., I hated tag wrestling. I couldn't watch it. It drove me crazy. Then when you get into the Dudley Boyz and Edge and Christian era, I was like, oh, which technically wasn't tag wrestling. But then when I started tag wrestling, and I went back and I watched the stuff from Legion of Doom, Brain Busters, things like that, I did fall in love with it. It's Mike Bird said it's the best form of wrestling, and I see where he's coming from. You get more drama with more people in the top tags, etc. So I do love tag wrestling. I mean, as of now, I'm a singles wrestler. Carrying the Source title and wrestling all those names that Source have given me the chance to wrestle, from the Jimmy Havoc, Chris Renfrew, Whiplash, Jackie Polo, Mike Budd, Joe Coffey, these guys. It's I think only now I'm starting to be like, okay, no one said I'm completely rubbish, so I must be all right by logic. So singles wrestling is something I'm very confident in. I've done more singles matches than I have tag, even though people associate me with tag generally. So just now I'm really looking forward to a singles run, seeing what I can do on my own.
Yeah, hopefully we look forward to that. And you're carrying the Source title now, and I've seen a recent tweet from you saying you were going belt collecting in 2019. Are there kind of any belts in particular or from any particular companies that you've got your eye on at the moment?
Oh yeah, definitely. It's like a tongue-in-cheek tweet from me, belt collecting, but definitely Respect. So I was at Respect Pro Wrestling, was my last show last year in November, against Jack Morris, victorious, no big deal. So yeah, I've got my eye on a title in Respect Pro Wrestling. Similarly, Reckless Intent, somewhere that I've always enjoyed working. I've got my eye on a belt there. As I said, ICW, if you're a singles wrestler and you don't want titles, you shouldn't be a wrestler. So I've got my eye on them all. Oh, and a slew of other companies that I've not had the joy to work for yet.
I was going to ask about some of the companies you were hoping for in the new year, because more opportunities seem to be opening up with some companies not able to book certain wrestlers thanks to NXT UK.
I'll speak to the companies I want to work for, definitely. Like, I've not been shy in saying Discovery is somewhere I would really enjoy and going across and working for. I got to work one show with Target last year, which was tremendous. I would love to go back down to Target. And then I wouldn't mind expanding in my horizons further in TNT down in Liverpool, or Fight Club Pro where Kieran went. I would be able to get up in the door there, even down to Wales, to some of those promotions down there. So yeah, I wouldn't mind expanding my horizons this year.
Speaking of the XUE thing, like with some people not being able to work as freely in the Indies as they used to, and with more people coming out, do you think XUK and the likes of World of Sport give more people something to aspire to, or some people who are kind of coming up to the next, haven't had the same opportunities yet?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I'm incredibly thankful that at my age and the time that I went to wrestling, there's chances that are coming my way.
Yeah.
That guys before me would have had a chance to think about. I mean, I'm so thankful for all the wrestlers that came before us that paved the way and made these opportunities. But the fact that I could, theoretically, well, let's not use me so that people don't accuse me of having an ego. Theoretically, Kieran could go and do a show at Fight Club Pro, and one of the scouts for WWE UK could be on their show the next week. It's crazy stuff that this can happen. But it's so good. I'm so happy for the younger guys that are hopefully going to get access to these opportunities. Not that I'm saying that I would say no myself, but.
Yeah, I think I get chose my words by saying up and coming rather than younger. I don't want any,
thank you.
Don't want any implications that I'm...
You're a gentleman.
Thank you. But speaking of Kieran Kelly, I don't want to be like every other interview and constantly be bringing up, but he does seem to come up when your name comes up, his name seems to come up, when he's been interviewed, your name seems to come up. Why do you think you used to suddenly become like, I think it's because you're both from Source, or...?
I think it's probably because I'll take any chance I can to slate him, and he tries to reply, bless him, but he's not quite as sharp as I am, so his replies aren't as funny. Kieran's a guy that, I said this before, like, I begrudged him being nice to me on this podcast, he means I'll need to do the same. It's like you say, everyone knows how good Kieran is. He's training with him, to see him do the way he trains, he is going to be world class, there's absolutely no doubt about it. Probably my name comes up with his because I'm also world class. I'm joking. I'm joking.
Well, you can't really argue.
No, I'm the champion. I've got a lot of time for Kieran, and I'll mention his name where I can, whether it be negative or positive, because he's hopefully going to go into big things.
Yeah.
I slate him just to keep him grounded. But,
oh, I'm getting an ego.
Yeah, well, he can't do a stand-in shooting star press to save his life, so.
Well, speaking of Kieran, I asked him about those to look out for in Source Wrestling, and he did kind of put you over on this show. Was there anybody else other than maybe Kieran that you would say or wants to watch when it comes to Source Wrestling?
Nah, just Kieran. No, I'm joking. Source, definitely all of them. I'm probably going to name the whole roster, but I think this is going to be the year you're going to see Grant McIver come into his own. He had a title match with him at Lennox Town last year that I was very proud of. I thought Grant was tremendous in it. Craig Anthony, if you don't know about him already, he's going to be the next Kieran Kelly, and I don't mean he's that good, I just mean people aren't going to stop talking about him. Craig Anthony's tremendously talented. Why am I drawing a blank here? There's loads of names that I thought of a minute ago. Not a lot of people mentioned Jayla Dark. Obviously, current Fierce Females Champion. Jayla, although she's been wrestling since the dawn of time, I think is having a bit of a renaissance that I'm seeing her work just now. And I think she's better than she's ever been. So I think this year we're going to see some big things from her carrying the belt for Fierce Females. KOE. I can't believe I nearly forgot KOE.
I was going to bring that up because that was the name Kieran mentioned.
KOE are tremendous. I've got so much time for those boys. When I say KOE, I mean both Kai Williams King, Killer King, and their adopted tag partner, Sean Walker, who is also just for, if you haven't seen Sean Walker yet, then, or KOE, then you'll get to your social show, watch them.
Yeah, because KOE made their first appearance in October for ICW, so hopefully we'll see them back as well.
I certainly hope so. And cracked me up, as they always do. Kai Williams King is maybe my favourite wrestler. I'm not going to be shy about it. But definitely, well, tell you what, if you want to see KOE and Sean Walker and you want to see me and Ravy Davey get to Source 1st of February, Govan.
Yeah, I hadn't seen KOE until he came to ICW, and I was impressed with him. And like, he read a list of different things that KOE stood for, like kick out of everything.
Yep.
So just go to show they have an idea of like who they are.
Yep, having an idea who we are—that's what KOE stands for. I forgot. You'll kill me for forgetting, but Zero as well.
Alright.
I can't believe I forgot Zero, because I talk about how important character is, but then I was saying the balance of character and being able to actually go.
Yeah.
Zero's got it.
Yeah.
He is, if anything to his detriment, is that he's already on the next level earlier than most people are.
Right.
So his confidence hadn't caught up with how good he was, but I think it's starting to get there. His kid's got an ego on him, which is good, which is what we want. But Zero's someone that's going to creep the bejesus out of the wrestling world in 2019 as well.
Yeah, I think I've seen him at Reckless Intent, and I think that's a fair assessment to this is, well, you remembered him while we were still recording.
Yeah, that's true. The other one is Luke Matthews.
Yeah.
Already been announced for Govan's Matthews versus Haskins.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be Luke's coming out party, if you like. You'll see what he's capable of there as well.
And when it comes to wrestling, who would you say kind of is the person you kind of most took? But for you, he stands out as a kind of inspiration, whether it be like to your wrestling or to your character.
That's a good question, actually. It's funny, something I take a lot of inspiration, not from character-wise, not from wrestlers. The wrestlers I have big borrowed and steamed from. I mean, wrestling-wise, Chris Hero, I've just robbed blind. Stole all the unathletic things that Hero does, because I can't do all the athletic things he can. As far as like my character, definitely Jimmy Havoc's promo work. I asked him if I was stealing it too much before. I mean, I don't know if I've stole it even more since. Mickey Whiplash, I can't help but soak up his work, especially when the stuff he did with Sumerian Death Squad when they were Legion. As well as that, there was, weirdly on family shows, I've noticed I've stole Zach Gibson's shtick a lot. I don't know how I managed to do that, but he's also an excellent talker, so I'm not ashamed of that. Probably Raven, if you're going further back as well. Just that whole articulating things and coming across as intelligent. Yeah. I'm not claiming I am intelligent. Then, on top of that, it's like an influence. See everyone around about, it's like I know I keep harping on about it, but like when you're surrounded by like KOE and Kieran and Grant and these guys, that I'm seeing top notch work, and I'm thinking, I need to yump my game every week. So to see that, that's kind of gets you. And then obviously having Mickey Whiplash is, to me, I've said it before, I'll say it again, he's one of the best wrestling trainers in the world, so to have him there is obviously a huge inspiration as well.
You said you took some of your influence from outside of wrestling. How do you mean?
Movies, music. I'm probably giving away my trade secrets here, but
if you don't want to give away too much.
But just it's like song lyrics, the way people say things in films, characters in films, or take a little bit of that from everywhere.
And as we go into the new year, and as you're starting to work for more places, who do you have a list of people who you'd want to face, dream opponents, or do you kind of just play as it comes?
I count my blessings how lucky I was in the last 2 years. Some of the guys I've wrestled, I mean, I keep mentioning Jimmy Havoc, but legitimately I was a massive fan of Jimmy Havoc's work, specifically when he was the Progress champion. That reign I thought was tremendous. So the fact that I got to work him quite early on was awesome for me. And then I've learned so much from all the other guys, like Chris Renfrew, who I've wrestled a million times. Similar guy that you pick things up you don't necessarily get from people from Chris. Dream opponents is a strange one, so I always think try not to get ahead of myself, right? So there's guys wrestling in Scotland that I really want to work. Like I'd love to wrestle Jack Morris again.
Yeah.
That was good, but I think we only scratched the surface of what we could do. Similarly with Ian Skinner, as a guy that I think has got something there. I would like to work him. I've wanted to work Irvin Garrett since the first time I saw him. I don't know, just something about the way Garrett works. I like it. I think that he and I could tell a good story. Then if you reach further away, wouldn't mind working Haskins myself, I guess. Who else is there out there? Mark Coffey, because I've not wrestled Mark Coffey yet, so I'd love to wrestle Mark. Just to complete the trio of Joe, Mark and Jackie. It's fine. I don't know if I'm just unambitious, but I've not really thought, you know, I'd love to wrestle Minoru Suzuki or whatever.
You can see that.
Walter, I would like to wrestle Walter. Tell you something, talk about dream opponents.
Yeah, I think Walter is a dream opponent for many people because he's someone that's kind of been everywhere the last year or so.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that's all the questions I have. Obviously, you've got Source Wrestling, but anywhere else you want to kind of plug?
I'll be wrestling, as you said, Ravy Davy on the 1st of February in Govan for Source. I'm wrestling for Respect Pro Wrestling on March the 9th. Opponent yet announced, but I'm sure I'll beat them anyway, it doesn't matter. And also I'll be in, well, hopefully, fingers crossed, depending on what happens against me and Davey, at Govan, I'll hopefully in some capacity be at Source Mount Vernon on the 2nd of March as well.
Very good. And I want to thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, no problem, thank you very much.